My name is Ogeome Okafo, and I inspire Christian parents with young children in the diaspora to raise godly children because a strong connection to God will provide stability and guidance for them in the face of societal shifts and a rapidly changing world. Today, I'd like to share 10 tips I've used to teach my children the Bible. For context, I have 3 kids, aged 6 and below, and I've had parents asking me how I get them to learn the Bible, to teach them the Bible, to get them to connect with the Bible, because it's one thing to know something and recite it, and it's another thing to connect with it. So today, I want to give you 10 quick tips that you can use. I promise it's going to be swift, it's going to have actionable points that you can start to implement today. So the first one is, I'd recommend you tell them why. I had to have the conversation with my kids, and I noticed that it made them more interested in learning the Bible because now they understand why. If you have young kids like me, you know they always want to know why. I mean, it's a recurring question. So I had to explain why they need to know the Bible. What is the Bible? Why is it important? A brief answer can be, the Bible is God's word. It's like a manual. You know, when you buy a toy car, it comes with a set of instructions. If you don't have that set of instructions, it's going to be very difficult putting together that toy. Even if you can, it's going to take you a long, long time. But if you have the set of instructions, you can just look at it and then you put the toy together. It's the same thing the Bible is. It's a manual which we're supposed to use to live our lives. It has stories of real life encounters of Jesus when he walked the earth and of other people, other friends like Abraham, Moses, that have now gone to heaven but lived on earth and we're supposed to learn from them. You can refine it the way you want to, but just make it something children can relate with and you're good to go. The second one is, have a plan. Now, don't expect your children to fit into your own devotional plan. I use some, most of us do, but it's important to think of one that is suitable for children. So one thing I do is, rather than try to go for the conventional ones where every day a different topic is treated, what I do instead is to come up with a sort of plan, which can be handpicking themes in the Bible, themes like kings in the Bible, occasions like Easter, Christmas, baptism, the Holy Communion. So about the how we do it, why we do it, and all that. And it's just focusing on that at the moment. Something else I do is studying the books of the Bible, like reading the book of Daniel, book of Ephesians. We start one book and read it right to the end. Not at one sitting though, but I'll get to that. So that would be a way to do it. I mean, I mix and match all these methods. I don't just stick to one. They are all things I've done before. So I'm doing this from a place of knowledge, from a place of being the mom who does these things, not trying to tell you something that could work. I'm telling you something that has worked and continues to work for me. Now, apart from the books of the Bible, something else you can do is choose Bible characters. You can decide to read on David, Saul, Daniel. And this is a very important tool for correcting or emphasizing certain behavior. So your kids have done something you don't like. For instance, a good example is Daniel being able to stand out. That's why being born and raised in Babylon while during the exile, Daniel was still able to distinguish himself among his peers. He was so diligent. He was so disciplined. You can pick any character you want from the Bible and then just use it to correct or to emphasize certain behavior. The third thing I would recommend is read it straight from the Bible. So when I say reading these things in themes, I don't mean reading a Bible storybook or telling them the story from heart or watching it on TV. It's actually sitting down with scripture and reading them from the Bible. It makes it come alive the more. It gives it more value. And because when you do that, it's a story, but not just a story. This actually happened. And if it emphasizes that reading the Bible, which is what we want them to learn, isn't it? The fourth thing I do is aim to tell a complete story every time. If you notice children's books, they can be 3 pages long or 4 pages long, but then they tell a complete story. They don't stop somewhere and pick up the next place. Now, what this means in this scenario is not telling the entire story of Daniel in one sitting. No, it means if you're reading about 3-4 verses, aim to give them a starting point and a finishing point. Let it feel like today we've seen how Daniel persisted in praying despite being told he couldn't, and he actually had an option to just do what he was told, but instead he said no. So what does this teach you? It teaches you that no matter what, sometimes you have to know what is right for yourself and stand by it and not just conform to something because everyone else is doing it. You've wrapped it up. You've tied it together nicely. It's a full story. They can run with it. That way, they are not confused. Tomorrow, you start from where you stopped, but then it becomes another full story. Hope that helps. So the fifth thing I would recommend is continuity. Don't study random topics every time. So today you read faith, tomorrow it's obedience, next tomorrow it's Saul, the other day it's Peter. Aim to continue. You start a theme, a series, a book, continue and see it to the end. Wrap it up, okay? It's like you start a movie. You want to finish the movie. And even when it's a series, you're very annoyed when you finish one season and you have to wait a year or 6 months. So aim to continue. Aim to start one thing and finish. Even if it takes you 1 week, 1 month, 2 months, it doesn't matter. But don't aim to give them random information, different bits of information that they can forget in a while. The sixth thing I do that I would recommend is to make it fun. Dramatize. Change your tone. Let them feel the energy. For instance, I remember the day we learned the Pentecost, the day the Holy Spirit came to the apostles for the first time, you know, that gathering. So I remember telling them, it's like, you know how we're sitting here now and you look at everybody's head and you can see tongues of fire. And then they start speaking these languages. And then this neighbor comes and says, oh, I hear my language. And the other neighbor was like, no, but these guys are not Chinese, they're Nigerian. I hear my language. Something like that. Make it fun. It's a story they never forget. They're always going to keep telling the story, remembering it, because you made it fun, right? If you ever go to a nursery school or go to pick your kids, you're going to see that this is what their teachers are all about. Always dancing, jumping, making something fun. Try to incorporate that as well. The seventh thing I would recommend, I do, is to remember that children learn by repetition. You have to emphasize at every given opportunity. Don't expect them to listen to it once and get it once. Yeah, they will, but then they're kids. They have a million and one things going on. So you have to find every opportunity to emphasize. So you're doing something in the kitchen, someone does something. Oh, do you remember what we read the other day? Do you remember what we read in the morning? Or we're in the car, we are going somewhere, and I just bring it up randomly and we just start talking about it. That helps them to remember, because that's how kids learn, isn't it? The eighth thing is to expose them to other means of learning the Bible. There are 1,001 ways children can learn the Bible. Expose them to more than one means so that they know it's supposed to be a lifestyle. They see this thing living and breathing, if you get what I mean. So some ways I expose them to can be Superbook. There's a wonderful channel called Superbook on YouTube. You can let them do Superbook, but I don't recommend drowning kids with screen time, because screen time addiction is real. I mean, but if you're ever going to do screen time, let it be useful. Like I tell my kids, if you're ever going to go on YouTube, you're going to Superbook. So if you're ever going to do screen time, let's make the best out of it. And another way is the children's church. Expose them to a children's church where the Bible is read to them. They tell these stories. Just another way they see the Bible being read and put into words and stories. Expose them to Christian books. There's a children's Bible, fantastic books with drawings. And there are a lot of books right now for children. Expose them to Christian books. And it's one way for them to keep getting familiar with it. Sometimes we want to read a story in the Bible and they, oh, mommy, I know this. I know about Elijah. And then they go ahead to tell me the story because they've read, they've heard, or they've seen it somewhere, which is really good. The ninth thing is to give them the opportunity to read the Bible and explain it themselves as much as they can. Allow them to tell the stories from memory and get them to do a recap of the previous day or the previous week. Just give them their own opportunity to read it. If you have one that is up to the age of reading, like my six-year-old, he can read the Bible. Allow your children to actually read it. No matter how they, sometimes they read it without remembering the full stops and the commas, don't worry about that. Get them to read it and get them to explain what they understand. And even for the ones that can't read yet or didn't read it, they can tell us the stories. Do you know the story? Or tell it to us before we read it. That's something we do. Get them to do a recap. By doing that, you're constantly talking about this thing and they remember, they enjoy it, they look forward to the experience. They even remind you that this needs to be done. And the final thing I would say is be consistent. I'm going to be careful here because even for me, sometimes doing it every day doesn't happen. Because again, we have young kids and we have a million and one things to do. But what I mean is, let it not be something you do once a week or once in a blue moon or only when you remember. The days you can't do it, that's absolutely fine. But aim for consistency. It's a goal. Just aim to be consistent. Let it not be something you start, you stop, you start, you stop. Just try to be fairly consistent with this. And yes, that sums it up. These are all I wanted to share with you on how I get my kids to learn the Bible, to study the Bible, to enjoy doing it. And just to reemphasize, the 10 points I mentioned are: tell them why, have a plan, read it straight from the Bible, aim to tell a complete story every single time. Don't study random topics every time. Make it fun, dramatize, change your tone, let them feel the energy. Remember, children learn by repetition. Expose them to other means of learning the Bible. Give them the opportunity to read the Bible and explain. And finally, be consistent. So that's it. Thank you. I'm going to release more and more of this. Let me know if there's anything you want me to talk about how I do with my kids or how I've done it before or just any topic you want us to cover. And God bless you. Thank you so much. Bye.